The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Hey, well, good morning. Welcome to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host. We are delighted that you have chosen to tune in today. Whether you are listening to us on 960 The Patriot on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., or you're listening to us on a treadmill, your elliptical, in the car driving across town, regardless of how you happen to have tuned in today, we are so thankful that you're listening. And today, with us on the program, I have my faithful cohort, and Jeff Blake. Jeff, thank you for being on the program this morning.
Good morning. Blessed to be here and very excited for this show.
Jeff, I would like for you to introduce the audience to our guest today. We are so thrilled to have with us a special guest.
Well, I'm excited to introduce her then, because I've had the opportunity to have students in front of her and to journey with her even in the floor of the state Senate, and have her as at our school, encouraging a gathering of state Christian school superintendents. She's an incredible leader. We're blessed to have on the show this morning Kathy Herod with Center for Arizona Policy. Kathy, on behalf of the entire Phoenix Christian community and our listeners, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Kathy, we're so stoked that you're on the program. Thank you again for carving out some time for us this morning. We just think it's really cool, and we're so grateful. You know, ours is a program that is established and sponsored, it's not necessarily a program about Phoenix Christian, but sponsored by Phoenix Christian for the sole purpose of shining a brighter light on ways in which God is doing cool things that only God can do. We talk about how God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. And, you know, I think when we think about the ways in which the Center for Arizona Policy has for so many years been useful and available to be a resource for the community at large, it's just amazing to consider the ways in which that's done. And I'll stand up and say, hey, the thing that my family is almost dependent on is the voter guide that you produce. It's such a cool resource that for many years, the moment we found out it was available, we jumped on board with that. We've used it every year. We love the fact that it's not telling us who to vote for. It's just telling us where they stand, and we can read through that. So thank you for that and for the many ways in which the center is working on behalf of the citizens of this great state.
Well, thank you, Steve. And it's interesting that you bring up the voter guide, because as we're gathering this morning, we are in the throes of finalizing the voter guide for Arizona's August 4th primary. And that's what our team is proofing and getting back from the printer and doing everything that goes into it. We'll once again have our print edition by around the end of June, first part of July. And then we also have our online site, azvoterguide.com. And that's where we'll have a lot more information and about, you know, the candidate's background, more races than what we put in the print guide. And so it's been a privilege through the years. That is, the voter guide is something that people mention most often. And when you talk about the unexpected, the unexpected to the unexplainable, that's how I feel often about everything that Center for Arizona Policy does, that it's unexpected in my life that I would be doing this work, and it's unexplainable other than God. And our CAP team, we're all very grateful to that. And I often say that I feel like I'm a bystander watching God work. And we've seen that in our state for a number of years now, and are grateful that, you know, we want Arizona to be the best state in the country in which to raise a family.
Well, it's awesome, and you're certainly doing your part toward that end. Let's back up for a second and talk about the history of the Center for Arizona Policy and also your personal journey to the position that you're in now. Tell the listeners a little bit about your story.
Well, sure. Well, my story is in my teen and college years, I would have referred to myself as being a feminist, thought that abortion should be legal, that very much was on the left in my public policy, was always a political junkie. Since the age of 10, I thought politics was fascinating, that I, you know, got degrees in government, a law degree, you know, and pursued that type of a path. And then God got a hold of me, and I thought, well, okay, you don't get involved in public policy as a conservative Christian woman. And so that kind of part of my life was over, but God had a different plan. And this really, after being a wife and mother, doing the public policy work has become my life's work. That's what God has called me to do. I look at it as a calling. I look at it as a blessing. I often say that it's like Eric Liddell in Chariots of Fire, that when he said that when he runs, he feels God's pleasure. And so even with the ups and downs, that there's a great joy in knowing one's calling and being able to fulfill that. Center for Arizona Policy advocates for Arizona families, for the good of for the common good. We address a specific set of issues on life, marriage and family, parents' rights, religious freedom. And our main focus has been at the Arizona State Capitol and trying to make sure that good bills get through and bad bills don't get through. And we were formed, for the listeners that are familiar with Dr. James Dobson, Dr. Dobson, way back in the 80s, saw a need to see family-based policy councils at the state level to address issues that impact families, impact citizens, and that's been our formation. And so we're independent of, you know, other organizations, but we're blessed to serve, and we've had quite a history that God has blessed our work in many ways, and certainly educational freedom and religious freedom are two of the key ways.
Well, it's incredible, and I'm so glad that you shared your part of your story, because it is, like you said, this is a program where, you know, God tends to use the unexpected to do the unexplainable. We get a chance to celebrate that, and it's amazing to know, not knowing going into the program, that God transformed your perspective, transformed you and your views in a way that I can't imagine. If somebody had come to you at that point early in your youth and said, hey, you're going to be an advocate for, families, for conservative values, that would have blown your mind, right?
Oh, absolutely. And plus, this happened during law school. I entered law school as a liberal feminist and exited law school as a conservative Christian woman or with that goal. And
time out. that's made for movie stuff. That never happens, right?
Well, and I, at one point I thought, why am I in law school? I was at University of Texas, a good law school. Why am I in law school? This isn't exactly fun. But I thought, okay, I'm going to go see if I can find another job with my government degree, and even went to the Texas Employment Commission. But my wise father said, don't drop out. You don't know how the Lord's going to use it. And so very prophetic words in many ways. So I made it through law school, passed the bar exam on the first try. Don't know that I would have tried it for a second time. And indeed, it took a few years, but it did give me credibility as a conservative Christian woman to have that law degree. Now, this was a number of years ago. And so I'm grateful that I learned a lot from law school. And part of it was how to articulate an argument and how to try to advocate. I mean, that is a role that law school helped with. So yeah, it is a different path, but I'm grateful for it because it did teach me a lot.
Well, it's just incredible, and I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to celebrate, you know, God's work in and through and around you on this program today. And you know, of course, the program is sponsored by Phoenix Christian, so education is a thread that does run through our program on occasion. And again, on behalf of those who have benefited greatly from the work that you and the organization and those that you represent have done for educational freedom in Arizona, we just want to say thank you. We just think that it's really clear that Arizona is at the forefront of educational freedom in the country because in large part of the work that's being done. And I think, you know, we've talked off air and certainly it is a course of conversation that is ongoing right now, that just because we stand in a position where we have those kind of opportunities today, we ought not take for granted that that's always going to be that way.
Very true. And at Center for Arizona Policy, we try to not make a value statement on how a parent should educate their child, that's between the parent and God. And so we want to support all the different educational choices in Arizona. But that said, for parents to have the freedom to choose the education setting that best meets their children's needs, that is just a core principle that we will fight. I mean, that is a mountain that we will climb and defend and advocate for, because every child is different. We know we've done a series where we've interviewed moms that had made every school choice in Arizona, and it can be at various stages of the child's life even. And so we certainly place a high value on what Christian education does to add to a child's life. It's not, you know, sometimes I think it gets perceived as being anti-public schools or anti-charter schools, and it certainly isn't. To me, it's always been much more about what a Christian education would add to a child's life. And that has been my personal experience, that my husband and I, for our children, we wanted what a Christian school would add to our children's lives and the opportunities it would provide. And that was the choice that we made. And so I think that is a choice that we're grateful for, and that we are grateful to live in a state where parents can, you know, if the child needs, some kind of even you know, a number of AP classes or, you know, whatever, that the specialized schools, whatever it might be, that we have that opportunity in Arizona. And that is something to be highly valued and prized, and to make sure that we do everything we can to maintain it.
Well, Jeff, I'm going to let you comment on that, because I know that together with Center for Arizona Policy and other organizations, that's your heartbeat as well. It's not just a matter of everything should funnel into this one lane. Talk about your perspective on the choice of education in Arizona.
No, as someone who's given my life to education, I couldn't agree more. And as a parent also, that there's a multitude of opportunities for parents to educate their children. And a Christian education is but one tool in the toolbox. It's not for everybody, but it is the right for the parent to choose. And just in the moment and time in which we stand in the role of a Christian educator, I'm sitting here reflecting, you know, one, since COVID, I miss seeing our kids physically face. With tears in my eyes, I say that. But what I look forward to in August is the moment when they return, and in a diverse fabric of students that walk onto our campus, and every day we are built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, who, regardless of how you feel about Christ, one of the things that he stood for was standing across racial and societal barriers and reaching across and engaging a community of people and affirming them. And we've built a school upon that. And so part of the curriculum that we offer is a redemptive curriculum of relational reconciliation, racial reconciliation, socioeconomic reconciliation, and that we stand for that as a school and applaud. I also want to emphasize that we applaud all that, and we've proven that on this program and who we've hosted and what we've supported, all sorts of education. So I applaud Kathy's position on it, and we stand with the principles of educational freedom.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And if you're a listener just tuning into our program today, we are thrilled to have welcomed Kathy Herod from the Center of Arizona for Arizona Policy. We're talking a little bit about the many freedoms that we enjoy in this country, and specifically in this state as it relates to educational freedom in this first segment. When we come back, we'll have an opportunity to go a little bit deeper into maybe some anecdotal stories, some real life situations that benefit from this current policy and platform. We'll talk a little bit more about how it's not something that we can take for granted, that there's an engagement that's needed for those that are citizens of Arizona to be involved, to be aware, to vote, and to exercise their civil rights and duties. So we're just grateful that you're here, Kathy. Thank you for joining us. To the listeners, come on back to the second segment of The Beacon today. We look forward to continuing the conversation with Kathy Hare from Center for Arizona Policy on The Beacon.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. I'm your host. As we continue the program today, I just want to mention to the listeners that we are thankful that you're out there, that you're listening, and we'd love to hear from you. We have an email set up that's feedback@beaconradioshow.com. Send us a note, give us some input. If you have a guest that you'd like to suggest that we have on this program that can celebrate ways in which God has used the unexpected to do the unexplainable in their story, we'd love to hear about that. In addition, whether you're listening on 960 The Patriot or through phoenixchristian.org/beacon, you can find all of the past episodes available through SoundCloud, other podcast venues. And again, thank you for tuning in. We're just delighted that you're here. We're also delighted to have Kathy Herod on the program today. Kathy, thank you again for being with us. We really do appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very pleased and enjoying being here.
Well, one of the things we talked about, maybe looking a little deeper into in this second segment, are some examples or stories and ways in which this educational freedom and choice opportunity that we have in Arizona is benefiting families. Let's talk for a minute about some of those examples, if you have one.
Well, there are two examples that always stand out to me through the years. And one of the school choice programs is called Lexi's Law. And it's named after a precious young child named Lexi, who was born a twin and had a number of different disabilities or special needs. And when Lexi's mom was able to get a scholarship for Lexi to go to a private specialized school, Lexi just blossomed. I mean, she was I can remember a legislative hearing when Lexi's mom was testifying, and Lexi was there. And, you know, to just see this precious child of God who, because she could get a scholarship and could go to a school that had, knew how to help Lexi with her issues, that it just, that's what it's about. It's about how do you provide the best education for the child. I think of another story where a mom of five children had passed away from a disease and unexpectedly, and the five children were all in a private Christian school. And because of scholarship tax credits and scholarships, Dad was able to keep his children all in that private school, where if without the scholarships, their lives would have been even more disrupted. They would have been had to go to a different school. And, you know, besides losing their mother and going through that grief and pain, then they would have had a whole new set of school classes to be in for five kids. And so that's what, you know, maintaining school choice, you know, a lot of times the work that we do, I say it's real life, real world, real people. And, you know, every issue that we address at Center for Arizona Policy has a significant human side, and school choice is certainly no different. It's not, it's there so that parents can find that best education for their children and change lives.
Well, Jeff, I know you see that. You're on the front lines every day, and, you know, there are just any number of students and families that you interact with that, just like those stories Kathy's given, have a story of their own.
Yeah, I'm particularly mindful right now of the foster care program, and I'm mindful of a family that brought in four kids middle of the night into their home in a desperate situation. And that family, the evolution was that they ended up adopting those four children, but the kids were able to attend Phoenix Christian because of legislation that Kathy's highlighting. And I see on the front line lives that are changed and doors that are open. From this, I'm also, you know, I can't help but sit here and reflect too on, we serve a number of families that are refugees from other countries that are tax contributing mm-hmm. citizens of our state and of our country. I sat across the table from a parent who looked at me with tears in his eyes, fearful of needing to withdraw his children. They couldn't afford it, but the tax credit opportunities opened up doors of opportunities for this family that would never have happened. And one of the things, again, that's happened because of this is that there was a season in the school that I serve. I've been a part of the school for nearly 25 years. There was a season in which we all looked alike and came from similar socioeconomic backgrounds. And one of the things that this program has done is opened up the opportunity for Christian education for kids that would never have the opportunity to be in a Christian school. And so I'm here to tell you from a front row seat every day, I see. If I could highlight just one, go ahead, Steve. I can keep going.
Well, you can and you should. And for the benefit of our listeners here in this season where many of us are somewhat still quarantined or isolated, we're not in the studio. And so if there's a gap in any of the audio, please know that we're coming together in the program from various places. So, Jeff, as you were talking, just pick up your thought as it relates to the fact that there are those from all walks of life that are now a part of the family of Phoenix Christian, in large part due to the scholarship opportunity. They'd never be able to sniff a private Christian education if it wasn't for the scholarship opportunities.
No, we often call it Christian School 2.0, that God used the tax credit system to flip Christian education on its head, open up the opportunity of it in ways that we never dreamed and never expected. This program is about God using the unexpected due to the unexplainable. Tax credits are that, and reinvented a school who's 71 years old, mm-hmm. a school like Phoenix Christian, to better serve our community. It's incredible.
I love Kathy. Often I'm with Jeff and I get to hear him speak, and his passion, of course, comes through. You can hear it every time you're together. But one of the things I love to hear Jeff say is that the school that he's a part of is a school of no majority. Like, it's impossible in just about any category to walk on that campus and say, oh, well, this is the majority of any category, whether it's socioeconomic or ethnicity or even religious background. There's no majority on that campus, and it's really fun to watch. And it's something that really can't be explained apart from the hand of God. As Jeff said, I'm one of those graduates. An associate of yours is married to a graduate of Phoenix Christian from 1980. There's just a lot of us out there, 5,000 or so now. And many of us came through a season where we looked around and everybody kind of looked the same. And by God's grace and by his divine providence at Phoenix Christian today, everybody looks a little bit like a sampling of the community that we live in. And again, it comes full circle to the work that's being done in, through, and around the Center for Arizona Policy and those that are leading the charge to have educational choice and freedom in a state like ours. So we're grateful.
Well, the chairman of our Center for Arizona Policy Board is a Phoenix Christian graduate from many years ago, Fraley family. And sure. But that's where the work that Phoenix Christian is doing, when we look at the division that's in our country, and especially as we're chatting this morning, we're seeing incredible division that's heartbreaking as far as what's going on in our country and in our city. And for people to see what Phoenix Christian is doing and how you're showing how we can come together, how we can unite, how we can bring people of very diverse backgrounds, as you said, together. And that's, it's a teachable moment for what Phoenix Christian is doing and how to get that out there. And it wouldn't happen without school choice. And that's what's important. A lot of how I think we overcome the division in this country and the disparities that are there, we know it's through education. And we know it's through every child having the opportunity to get the best education that's possible for them. And that's a big part of what school choice is about. And it's meant to be the marketplace, the free market, and that there's competition among schools and providing quality educations. So that's what's exciting to see about what's going on at Phoenix Christian.
Well, and we're talking a lot about the benefit side of these scholarships, but I think it's also important for us to look at the benefit to those who are taxpayers. We have an opportunity, not through this one tax credit, but through many tax credits in the state of Arizona. Each and every year, we make a donation that is for extracurricular activities at public schools. You know, there are those that are the working poor that benefit from tax credit opportunities that we as taxpayers can make. I think there's five or six of those. When we come back in this next segment, we want to invite you, the listener, to come back and spend some more time with us and with Kathy, because we're going to talk about what do we do with this information? How do we get engaged? What difference can we make? And we can't wait to get to that point of the program. So thanks for tuning in to The Beacon. We're so glad you're listening today.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Hey, well, welcome back to The Beacon. If you just happen to be tuning in, we are thrilled to have as our guest Kathy Herod from the Center for Arizona Policy. Also on the program, Jeff Blake with Phoenix Christian, the sponsor of The Beacon, where we celebrate how God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. Kathy, we were just talking off the air a little bit about a new initiative that people really need to know and understand in terms of engagement, in terms of not taking for granted the opportunities that we have for the freedom of choice in education in Arizona. This could be a really key factor. Can you tell us a little bit more about this new network?
Sure. At the state capitol, there is a tremendous need for policymakers, for lawmakers to hear from parents, from advocates of school choice. So we have formed the Arizona Christian Education Network, Arizona Christian Education Network, and the purpose is to engage parents, schools, citizen advocates in support of educational freedom and private Christian schools. So we're asking people to sign into the network, to be a part of the network, and then through the Arizona Christian Education Network, through emails, through other forms, we will keep you informed on what's going on school choice. So for example, if there's a bill in the state legislature that would roll back educational freedom, that would change how the school choice programs operate, or there, every year proposals are introduced that will impact negatively school choice, that will take away money from the scholarship tax credit programs, will do away with empowerment scholarship accounts, different types of proposals. So we would alert you. We would ask you to come down to the Capitol. We need some parents to testify. We need those stories. So we would keep you informed on what's going on with school choice, whether it's proposals that would roll back school choice or proposals that would further school choice. So that's the primary purpose of it, is to have a network of informed advocates who can be a voice on school choice in this state. And that's critical at this time, because even though we've had these programs for over 20 years, there's still significant opposition. And as funds grow tight, those who oppose private education and oppose the scholarship tax credit programs, they love to say that it's taking money from the state budget. Nothing could be farther from the truth. What you're doing at Phoenix Christian and other private schools, it's saving the state money, significant money from the state budget by providing private education. So having the tax credits, the empowerment scholarship accounts, that's that is still saving the state money. So that's why we need the parents to engage and to be active and to speak up and make their voice heard. So how to sign up? You can go to azpolicy.org/AZCEN. So azpolicy.org/AZCEN, or certainly through Phoenix Christian, you can get the information as well.
Well, and we'll certainly connect with this podcast and the various outlets, those hyperlinks that will take people directly there. And, you know, you're addressing parents, but also grandparents, frankly, anybody who's ever been educated, who wants to see educational freedom be a continuance here in Arizona, is more than qualified to go and register and be a part of that network. We want those numbers to grow so that the voice can be heard and mobilized at times when it's necessary. And these ideas, these challenges, that's not just a theory. That's an every session occurrence. Somebody brings forth something that's going to roll back some of the benefits that really are benefiting the state and families and others that we've talked about. It's a critical juncture. And with COVID being what it is, and I think you alluded to it, the revenue in the state is going to be affected by the lack of revenue economically in the engine of Arizona. And it's a platform on which somebody's going to come out again and say, hey, these things are detrimental to the state. And they're not. They're beneficial to the state.
Right. Well, and let me mention also that we are in an election cycle, and the people who oppose school choice are trying desperately to change the votes in the Arizona legislature. And so the first thing that people need to do is make sure you're registered to vote. You need to register to vote. You need to sign up for the Arizona Christian Education Network. Then through our Arizona Voter Guide, we will keep you informed on which candidates stand for school choice, which ones do not. And this is the key way this summer that you need to make your voice heard. To register to vote, to be able to vote in the August 4th primary election in Arizona, you need to be registered by the first part of July. We will be sending emails on a regular basis to everyone in the Arizona Christian Education Network with here's the deadlines, here's what you need to know, here's how you need to sign up, here's how you can make your voice heard. So right now it's during an election cycle. When the legislature goes in January, it'll be a legislative cycle. So this is, I can't emphasize enough the importance of your voice being heard through these ways.
Well, it's critical. And again, if you just happen to be tuning in midway through the program, we're so glad that you tuned in to 960 The Patriot. You're listening to maybe a podcast and you're hearing the urgency of engagement as it relates to this opportunity that's being presented. The links are available. You can replay the podcast and get the URLs. Get engaged, make a difference. Again, thankful to have Kathy Herrod from the Center for Arizona Policy on the program. Thankful to have her and the organization in our state. Come back for our fourth and final segment where we wrap everything together, summarize the ways in which God uses the unexpected to do the unexplained.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Well, once again, I'd like to welcome you back to The Beacon. My name is Steve Woods. On The Beacon, we celebrate weekly ways in which God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. We like to shine a brighter light on the work that he's doing, get to a higher mountaintop and yell with a louder voice those things that only God can be credited for so that he gets the glory and the praise and the honor. And in the process, we hope that you as a listener are encouraged. We hope that you're occasionally challenged. We hope that you are intrigued by what you hear. And today, we're just especially grateful to have Kathy Herrod from the Center for Arizona Policy. Kathy, we've talked a little bit about the history of the organization. We talked about your personal history. We've talked about ways in which people can engage that are as simple as signing up to be a part of a network that can support these causes that lead to educational freedom that we all benefit from in every lane. And as we kind of wrap up the program in the last segment today, I want to just give you a platform and an opportunity again. Educational freedom is a big part of one of the things that the Center for Arizona Policy works on, but it's not the whole. Give us again just an overview of the ways in which you serve the voters of Arizona and the people that are here in our great state.
Sure. Well, thanks, Sam. Yes, Center for Arizona Policy advocates on key issues of life, marriage and family, religious freedom. That includes parents' rights. It includes the really standing for the right of parents to choose the education best meeting their children's needs, the belief that parents are the best ones to oversee the education, upbringing, health care of their children, that we want to keep parents empowered, that we want to make sure that everyone is free to live and work according to their beliefs. And freedom is really at stake in our country today. And freedom is really what we are standing for and defending, the freedom to live for those that are people of faith, to live as we believe God calls us to. And part of that freedom that we enjoy in this country and the way we keep that freedom is going to be by standing for what we believe in the public policy arena. So that in an election year, that means being registered to vote. At Center for Arizona Policy, certainly our focus is advocating at the state capitol, but it's also at educating and equipping voters to know where candidates stand on key issues. So we have a voter guide publication that we have done since 1998. We have a website, azvoterguide.com, where the voter can go, can find out all kinds of information about where to vote, how to vote, where the candidates stand on issues. For city county races and the general election, it'll be for school boards and judicial candidates as well. And so azvoterguide.com is the key website. But the thing we need everyone that's listening today to do is to go to azpolicy.org and sign up for the Arizona Christian Education Network. And that's azpolicy.org/AZCEN. And then we will keep you informed on issues of particular importance on the educational freedom front. We'll make sure you get a voter guide. And so if you want to sign up for the broader aspects of what Center for Arizona Policy does, then you can also do that at azpolicy.org. And so that will be, we get a 5 Minutes for Families email every Friday. We have a prayer and praise email, those types of things. But certainly we want to serve, let me emphasize, we see our role as serving the body of Christ, serving the freedom lovers, serving those who are concerned about religious freedom, about issues of life, parents' rights, school choice, and that's why we're here.
Well, and I want to put in a plug for that. We, my wife and I together, go through the praise and prayer request emails. We appreciate that focused opportunity to pray and know that others are praying along the same way. So again, thank you for the time that you invest in doing those things. The voter guide itself is not a small investment of time or resource. I'm certain that the Center for Arizona Policy runs on an economic engine that is supported by folks who come alongside and say, this is important to us. We appreciate the work that's being done and we're going to help fund it. So as a listener, if you like what you're hearing, or if you maybe have benefited like I have over the years from this organization, we want to encourage you to support it financially and also by word of mouth to get the word out for what's being done. Again, Kathy, we're so grateful you're on the program. And Jeff, as we've talked about this segment of what Center for Arizona Policy is working to support in educational freedom, opportunities, for example, for private Christian education, for families who would otherwise not have an opportunity apart from the scholarships that are made available, speak again a little bit to that and to maybe what that means today, even more so than other times in our history, where the focus is really turned up, where it should be in some inequities that are just out there, that folks that don't have an opportunity can't have an opportunity. What that looks like at Phoenix Christian and how that's different today than it was many years ago.
Sure. Kathy highlighted the Empowerment Scholarship. And let me just specifically focus on that. We serve a number of autistic students, and that's a new horizon for Phoenix Christian. And in particular, let me highlight that during the COVID-19 shutdown, a number of our students, obviously all of we were forced to distance learning. And so one of the things that we did as a school is we mobilized some of our specials teachers, certainly our special education program, and there were intimate phone calls with those students 2 or 3 times a day, engaging with those students, making sure that they're okay. And I'm here to tell you that each of those autistic students that we serve satisfied their grade requirements for the semester. We had one graduate, and we're here to celebrate that. And without the work and the opportunity, Empowerment Scholarship, let me just expand on that for a minute. That's funding that would allow a family to enroll their student in a school like Phoenix Christian. Again, there's many educational opportunities. Phoenix Christian is but one. but it's an opportunity for parents to afford, for the school to have the opportunity to afford an aide, a one-on-one aide that can walk intimately with the student and guide them through their day. Without programs like the Empowerment Scholarship, that simply would not happen. And so in this moment, when we're talking about lack of opportunity for lots of different people groups, one people group that I'd like to highlight here for a minute is the autistic students in our country and in our state.
Well, and that, let me just say, that is a unique unique opportunity that Phoenix Christian is offering, and it is through the Empowerment Scholarship account. And I would challenge listeners that when you vote this year, to consider those autistic students, and how you vote could make the difference on whether those students are able to continue to have a scholarship to be at Phoenix Christian. And you, if that sounds dramatic, I'm sorry, that's the truth. And if you think your vote doesn't matter, let me say that, you know, there was a time in Arizona when we had a tie vote in an election, and that tie vote was broken by the two candidates playing a game of poker on the floor of the Arizona House, and the hand of poker was dealt by the Secretary of State, and that is what was required when there's a tie vote. And we've had elections settled by 5 votes, by 27 votes. So you never know when it's going to be your vote that makes the difference. And these elections are going to be tight. The margins in the legislature are tight. We lose one vote in the Arizona House or 2 votes in the Arizona Senate, really, and we have the threat from school, the threats to school choice go from being a threat to being a reality of rollbacks. And so that's just the reality. And so that's why registering to vote, making your voice heard through your vote, keeping informed of what's going on, where the candidates stand, it's critical in 2020. And praying, let's not overlook the need to pray and to really pray for God's favor on issues like educational freedom.
And if I could just highlight this here and just applaud what she's saying for a minute too, because there's the details I'm not privileged to go into, but I will highlight, this is a life and death situation that when you suddenly isolated students through this COVID-19 crisis and students were by themselves, particularly the autistic students, there was a heavy toll taken on students all across the state. And to provide opportunities where there's an intimate connection with students and their families is invaluable. And what we as a school were able to do, I just want to applaud our teachers that have incredible care for the students and teachers all across the state. But autistic students paid a particularly high price during this COVID-19 crisis.
Well, it's critical. As you're hearing, as you listen to Kathy's voice, you hear the urgency. One of the things that I think is important for all of us is to realize that, you know, Kathy, God's called Kathy into the position that she's in, the place where she serves, and that has led her into conversations, into the chambers, into places that we as everyday citizens don't go. So when somebody comes back from a place like that and gives a report and says, this is urgent, we need to listen. We need to understand that she's coming from an informed perspective that we can't have, and it's not something that we can take for granted. If we did before, we can no longer say, you know, my vote, what difference is it going to make? I need to spend my time on things I can really influence. You know what? I've had those thoughts, and those are thoughts that lead to a lack of investment, a lack of stewardship, if you will, if you want to take that approach. It's just incumbent upon us. We have to be engaged. We have to take the time, which is what, a couple of clicks and a few fields to become registered for the Arizona Christian Education Network. Let's do it. Let's get the word out. Let's not just sign myself up, but 3 others and 4 others in my family. Let's exponentially give a shot in the arm to what's being done here. Put some wind in the sails that Kathy has put up for us. And Kathy, again today, as we begin to kind of wrap up the program, I just want to finish by saying thank you, not just thank you for being on the program, for which we are extremely and profoundly grateful, but thank you for answering the call of God on your life. We're thankful that you feel the pleasure of the Lord when you run in the way that you do. We benefit from it. Your joy is contagious. Your enthusiasm is important, and your engagement is both challenging and encouraging. So thank you for what you do. Thank you for who you are, and thank you for being on the program.
Well, thank you. And thank you for what you two are doing and what Phoenix Christian is doing, the work in our community. We are very grateful for the leadership and the work. And so may God continue to bless them, the work of your hands.
Well, Jeff, I'll let you say goodbye to Kathy and then wrap up our program. Thank you so much again, Kathy.
Kathy, just on behalf of the entire school, just how much we appreciate you, and we're praying for you, and we're rooting, and thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Jeff, as we turn the corner here on the end of our program, one of the things that we like to do is get a little update on ways in which God is moving in through and around Phoenix Christian. Maybe you can help us with that today.
You bet. I'd just like to give the listener a glimpse into our library last right before the shutdown, and a gathering of probably 40 to 50 state superintendents and school leaders from all across the state of Arizona. And Kathy sat in the center of that room, much as a coach, as some players in the locker room. And she was very poignant, as she was on the program this morning, gave us some very specific and clear directives, and really gave us an eye opener of how delicate is the opportunities for educational freedom in the state of Arizona. And so I want to echo the words that you've given here and applaud the work of Kathy Herod and the Center for Arizona Policy, and encourage the listener to visit her website and sign up for the Arizona Christian Education Network. And one of the things that they did recently is they hosted a gathering of students at the state capitol. I referenced it earlier in the program. She took a number of our students onto the floor of the state Senate. We were able to have a private audience with the Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate, and the governor of the state of Arizona. And she gave these kids an experience they'll never forget for a lifetime. But it was an incredible moment for the kids to see our government working, but also how it directly impacts their opportunities for education.
Well, it's fantastic. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment as we kind of begin to wrap up the program to underscore again the opportunity that every Arizona state taxpayer has to make donations to organizations in a few fields that directly return to them in the form of dollar for dollar state tax credits. This is not a deduction like a charitable contribution would be that comes off of your gross income. These are dollars credited for taxes paid. So when you pay your taxes, it's really as simple as a single form. You can do it online. You can go to organizations such as School Choice of Arizona that have been featured here on the Beacon program, and you can make a donation that comes back to you dollar for dollar in taxes paid. It costs you literally nothing in order to transform the opportunity for scholarships being made available in the lives of many, many, many students and families. So I want to encourage you. We will have all of the links that we have heard about today available in conjunction with this program. Jeff, thank you to Phoenix Christian. Thank you to you for being the sponsor of the Beacon. We do relish the opportunity that we get to celebrate ways in which God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable. We want to thank you again to the listeners for tuning into this week's program. We hope that you'll find additional programs wherever you get your podcasts at, that you will send us some information at feedback@beaconradioshow.com. We'd love to know who's listening, what you think about the program. And again, we just wish that all of you would have the opportunity to be useful and experience ways in which God works through you, in you, around you, to do things that can't be explained apart from Him. We want to be here to celebrate that with you. Thanks for tuning into the Beacon here on 960 The Patriot. We appreciate you.